Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House. This is Sandy Becker. Here's something many folks could probably say about their experiences with Alka-Seltzer.
Well, actually, there isn't too much to say. It's just that I had a headache last night.
And I had him take a glass of Alka-Seltzer.
In almost no time, my headache was gone.
Well, I think that's wonderful.
It is wonderful, friends, the way Alka-Seltzer relieves a headache so fast. But that's not surprising because tests prove the system absorbs more pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. And here's something you might not have known. Alka-Seltzer is so gentle-acting, it actually soothes and settles your stomach while it speeds away your headache. No wonder so many people say there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
Like I said before, you should try Alka-Seltzer.
It relieves a headache fast.
And now, Hilltop House.
You, Eleanor? Come on in, dear. Well, hi. You want something special?
No. Can I just sit here and watch you get dressed?
I'd love to.
And I'd love to have you sit here. I knew my Hilltop girls and boys were finding every possible excuse to be with me. They were looking forward to my wedding day with great excitement, but it would be a day of sadness, too. I'd no longer be at the orphanage to share their fun and talk over their problems. They were getting accustomed to the new head matron, niece of our orphanage board chairman, Mr. Frank Clapper. It was a time of change for these children to whom life had already brought cruel changes. So I gave many hours to them, trying to help them through the fear that was only natural in a time of changes. 10-year-old Eleanor was the shyest of all the little girls. And she was the third one to come in and watch me dress for the dinner party.
I won't be in your way if I sit over here.
Well, that's too far away, honey. Come on. Over here on the bed, dear. Now, what's your opinion on these earrings? Do you think they're too large for me?
Oh, no. I think they're just super.
Well, which would be better with the dress, these or these?
Well, try both of them on, and then I'll be able to tell you better. Oh, you're putting one kind on this ear and the other on that one.
Who knows? Maybe I'll go to the party wearing one of each. They would set a new style.
Oh, Miss Julie, you're always such a lot of fun. And Miss Gladys is... Oh, well, nothing. Hannah says she's sweet.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Well, she keeps thinking my name is Ellen. Every time I have to tell her it's Eleanor, and she says, "Of course, dear, of course." And it's 2 minutes after that she's calling me Ellen again.
Well, honey, this is sort of a difficult time for her, getting adjusted to a new job and all of you children, and she's probably too nervous to concentrate on everything. She'll learn your names before long, honey.
I suppose so. But she isn't pretty like you.
Well, I just hope all of you grow to love her, and then you'll think she's pretty, too. Now, which earring is better, dear? The rhinestone or the pearl?
They're both so pretty. I guess I like the rhinestone better, because it's sparkly.
You're sure you don't want me to wear one of each?
Oh, you wouldn't.
Oh, you want to dare me? It'd be different. My ears would start plenty of table talk.
You better not do it, because it would be too different.
Guess so.
Who's coming to the party?
Well, this is the family dinner. Nina and Jeff and Reed and me. Next week's the big buffet supper for all of our close friends and some of the doctors at Jeff's hospital.
Are you just having dinner? Is that all?
Well, after dinner, we'll drive over to the country club for dancing. And what are your plans for the evening, Miss Eleanor?
Ooh, I don't have any plans.
You're staying at home?
Oh, no. I'm going to stay with Cindy and Marianne, because Mr. and Mrs. Abbott are going to the early movie. I like to go there. They always get ice cream when they come home. My favorite this week is pistachio.
Oh, it's delish.
It's going to be lonesome when you're not here anymore.
Oh, I don't think it will be, dear. Just different. And remember, I'm going to invite you to come to visit me after I get back from the honeymoon. And don't worry, honey. Well, I'll get together with all of you real often.
Will you invite the whole gang?
Well, maybe two or three at a time. Once in a while, the whole gang.
Well, that's something to look forward to. Hannah says we should be thankful you aren't getting married to a husband who lives in some other town.
That's right.
It is going to be different.
Yes, Eleanor. Things keep changing, and that's part of life, honey. We have to get used to the changes and try to make ourselves as happy as we can.
I wish nothing had to change.
Sometimes I feel that way, dear, too. But we do learn how to accept the changes, and it doesn't mean things are going to be worse. Sometimes changes are for the better.
Oh, yes. Hannah says it'll be better for you to be married, so all of us want you to be. We don't mind that. We're just sorry you can't get married and stay here, too.
I know it's hard for you to imagine Hilltop without me, dear, and it's making you a little afraid, but Mrs. Clabber is very kind. And once you get used to her, you'll find Hilltop hasn't changed so much. It would be a mistake to be unhappy because you're getting a new head matron. That isn't giving her a fair chance. Now, is it?
Well, I'll try to like her, honestly. But it won't be the same. Because we liked you first.
Dr. Browning. Oh, yes. Yes. Well, no. I'd say about every 2 hours. Ah, that's fine. Let me know how you feel in the morning. All right, goodbye.
Jeff?
Yes, Nina?
Are you in your office?
Yes, I am. I'm all dressed, and I want to look up a letter.
Will you zip me up? It's in the back.
What would you do if I weren't around?
Struggle?
Mm-hmm, and hope you wouldn't dislocate your shoulder.
Mm.
Yeah, what kind of style is this with a long run of zipper?
Don't criticize before you see. It's a sheath dress, and it's stunning if you've got the figure for it.
Mm, which you have.
Thank you.
All right, hold your breath.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. It's too small.
How can it be? I haven't had dinner yet.
You should have bought a bigger size. This won't go any further.
Oh, you've just locked the zipper. Of course it will. Well, raise up the catch and pull.
Yeah, this time I'm holding my breath. Yeah, we made it.
How do you like the dress?
Nice shape.
You'll whistle some more when you get the bill.
Yeah, hardly wait.
Oh, it'll surprise you, because it doesn't cost as much as you think.
Well, that's a novelty.
Jeff?
Hmm?
Aren't you going to tell me what was in the letter from Dr. Bernays?
Nothing that requires discussion with you, my wifey, dear.
But it is about Reed.
So?
Well, I'm going to be his cousin-in-law, and I'm an interested party, not just the doctor's wife.
I'm not in the habit of discussing medical cases, and I see no reason to make an exception here.
You wouldn't make it so hush-hush if the letter had good news.
Guess I would, Nina. There's nothing to discuss.
But if it's good news, why can't I read the letter?
Because I delight in frustrating snoops.
Oh, all right.
Nina, you've got to learn that a doctor's business is very private. Your company's here.
Oh, Julie's coming alone. Reed had something to take care of before he could get over.
I wish there were good news in this letter. Dear Dr. Browning, it'll be another week before certain tests are completed, and I can send you a conclusive report on your patient, Reed Nixon. But the indications are...
I'll talk to Jeff for a minute, honey.
Oh,
I hope you're more successful in getting something out of them than I am.
Hello there, Julie.
Hi.
Oh, when you're through gabbing, come out and taste my new sauce for the shrimp.
Be delighted to.
Not you. You can starve till dinner.
She's mad at me because she's not a doctor, and therefore I refuse to consult her professionally.
Oh, consult her about what?
Oh, everything. Nina likes to feel she's right in the middle of life. Oh, Julie, I've got a letter here that'll interest you.
Oh, have you heard from Dr. Bernays?
Do you remember when Mary Ann had that rash which looked like measles but didn't behave like measles?
Oh, have you got a report on that from the laboratory?
Yes. Mm. Here's the letter. You read it while I get this telephone call. Dr. Browning? Yes? Yes.
But this is from Why, it's about Reed.
No, don't read that, Julie. I handed you the wrong letter. Give it back, please. Here's the letter about Mary Ann.
In just a moment, we'll return to our story of Hilltop House. In the good old summertime, the man of the house often spends his Saturday mornings out on the golf course, and as he comes home in the afternoon, we hear his first words.
Oh, my aching back.
I thought you'd be aching all over when you came back. The Alka-Seltzer is on the kitchen table, waiting for you.
Now, there's a smart wife, because she knows that Alka-Seltzer relieves muscular aches and pains in a hurry. You see, Alka-Seltzer contains sodium acetyl salicylate, one of the most helpful pain relievers known. And equally important, tests prove the system absorbs more of this pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. It's pleasant to take, too. A tangy, sparkling solution that's really refreshing.
Thanks for the Alka-Seltzer, honey. That should do the trick.
It really will, friends. Gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer is first aid for muscular aches and pains. And now we'll return to our story for a moment. Julie was worried. Jeff seemed to be alarmed when he accidentally handed her the letter from Dr. Bernays. And it was about Reed.
Jeff didn't want me to see the letter from Dr. Bernays. But why? Unless there's something he doesn't want me to know. But why should he keep it from me? If it concerns Reed, it concerns me, too.
Be sure to tune in on Monday to another exciting episode of Hilltop House. Hilltop House is written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone and is directed by Jack Rubin. Julie is played by Jan Miner. Robert Haig is Dr. Jeff. And Nina is played by Janice Gilbert. Remember this name, friends, Miles Nervine. Yes, Miles Nervine, to save you from those annoying nights when you feel too much on edge to get to sleep. Now, the beautiful thing about Miles Nervine is that it relaxes you and lets you sleep. It doesn't put you to sleep. That's why you don't feel so let down the next day. Miles Nervine is easy to buy and pleasant to take. So ask for it at any drugstore, effervescent tablets, or liquid. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. Yes, remember this name, Miles Nervine, to let you relax and get the restful sleep you need. Get Miles Nervine today. Listen to Hilltop House on Monday and every day, Monday through Friday. Sandy Becker speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.